Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Welcome everyone to our Monday evening Angel Empowerment Show on the Transformational Talk Radio. Deb Weinberger is my co-host, and we are looking forward to sharing with you the whole theme around gratitude. And we've called this show Attitude in Gratitude. Did I say that right, Deb?
Yeah.
Attitude in Gratitude. And so, as usual, we are live, and we will be sharing information with you for the first 25-30 minutes, and then the final half hour of the show, it is your opportunity to receive an angel card message from both Deb and myself. If you would like to call in and talk to us direct, please call the number on your screen. If you're watching, if you're listening, it is 1-800-930-2819. And yes, we've really been enjoying doing the angel card readings on this show, right, Deb?
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun.
It is.
And we're getting awesome messages for people. Yeah.
And great questions that we've been getting. And yeah, when we finish our show, we are always just like, wow, man, I love doing what I do. I guess that's where is a good start to start in gratitude. We just hosted the Inspirational Angel Day in Calgary here yesterday. It was a live event, and you know, I'm sometimes it's overwhelming the feedback that I receive from people that are so thankful and happy that these events happen. And so I get to experience gratitude from people so much that I feel blessed all the time. And you know, Deb, I'm going to have to just say that because I got to call out to my co-hosts, okay? Because Deb, Nola, and Sam, you know, they're this quiet support system in my world that a lot of people do not know how much they do support all that I do. And I was thinking today about gratitude for the show, and I was like, do they really know how grateful I am? Like, because I think we need to ask ourselves that sometimes, because for me, you know, I just head down and I just go to work and I do what I do and I just go from one thing to the next. And sometimes I wonder, with all the people that I'm blessed with in my life, if they know really truly how grateful I am. So, you know, I had to send a message to all three ladies to say, thank goodness you're in my life. Because to pull off an event that we pulled off yesterday, and it was an amazing event, and I absolutely love doing them, but I couldn't do it without the people that support and help me. Like, I just hands down want to do it. So please tell me, Deb.
Yeah.
How can, I know this is going to be an odd question, but if you think gratitude and, you know, you brush it off and say, oh, of course, Cindy, we know how grateful you are. But how do you receive gratitude? Like, honest, when you think about it, when you think about just me talking about the fact that I'm so grateful to all three ladies, how do you think you receive it?
Well, not well, to be honest, because right away in my head, I'm going, Well, I didn't do that much, and it was fun to do. I enjoyed helping, and so right away I go there. It's like, well, it wasn't that much, and I do love it. So there's a self-gratification for me to be involved. And so in that way, I am grateful for the opportunity because it just really fills me up. But also it's hard to receive the when you say, thank you, I'm very grateful for what you've done and how you've helped. But I find it very hard because I think, well, maybe I could have done more. I don't know. And I work on that. And that's something, in the course, and I'm doing a redo, the spiritual and financial freedom course. Jaden and you all, that was one of my things, working on being a first class receiver
Right.
because I block it, and a lot of people are like that. So I have no problem showing gratitude to other people, but receiving it is very difficult for me. So, yeah, I'm a work in progress for sure.
Well, and I think, and for our listeners, we with the angels, they've been guiding for me for years to assist people with the balance of giving and receiving. And I think sometimes we may take it for granted. I don't know. I think sometimes I really have to check in and go, am I taking it for granted how blessed I am? Because I have really had, like you, and it's been an ongoing process of really being open to receive, the thank yous and all of the things that people, say to me. And I have to really, so what I've learned to do, like even yesterday, one of the participants came up and was in tears with gratefulness, for her experience, for allowing, I think she won a ticket, so she was gifted the ticket. And so what I've learned to do, so listeners, the angels have really helped me with this, because I was one of those that would push back. I would say, oh, no problem, da 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 da. I'd always push back. And so as she was sharing and her gratitude, I basically, how I do it, I have this little conversation with myself, and it's like I ground myself, like I ground myself in the now, and I'm telling myself to receive. Like it's this little bit of self-talk that's going on. And the reason that I do that, the reason that I find I'm paying attention to what the person's saying, but if I have this little message going on in my thought process, receive, 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 then I stop the energy from pushback. And it also stops me from wanting to diminish by saying something like, oh, I love doing this, and I'm, like that kind of stuff. So it's really, we're honoring the fact that somebody really wants to share their gratitude with us by stopping ourselves from pushing it away. Is that, am I making, Deb, tell me I'm making sense so it makes sense to our listeners.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking about all the people pleasers out there.
Yeah.
So, and so we do stuff or, and for the praise, for the and so it's and that's also we're giving, but then when we get the praise, we stop it. Because I don't know, there's a balance, you're right, that we need to hit with that when we're giving and when we're receiving the gratefulness for it. And also thinking about, are we, it's a fine line, are we doing it because we want to please, and or are we doing it because we want to serve? And then either way, receiving the gratitude graciously, I
Right.
guess, and openly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's a good example, because I think, you know, I like people to be happy around me. I'm pretty sure I fall under the people pleasing. Like if there was people coming up and complaining to me all day yesterday, I would have been pet. I would have just, it would have changed up my whole day. Right. I want people in the audience to have the most amazing experience of the day, because that's what Inspirational Angel Day is all about. So, yeah. I mean, I would probably be devastated if I got nothing but complaints at the end of the day. So I know I'm open to receive that feedback. I'm, you know, but it isn't why I do the event. I do the event because it lifts me from just witnessing what happens in the audience. And I get to channel the angels throughout the day. I mean, who wouldn't love doing that? So, yeah.
Well, and Cindy, let's face it. And we've heard it over and over again, myself and Sam and Nola included, Angel Day was the beginning of changing our lives, working with the angels. Like Sam, I won the ticket. And at that time, I was so intimidated about going places on my own, but I was driven to go to this. At that time, you called it Spring Fling with the Angels. It was in that little community hall in Varsity. And I thought, I really need to go. And I was terrified. My social anxiety kicked in, but I walked through that door and I've never looked back. It became a journey and the growth. So you doing the Angel Days is inspiring other people to learn, to have a relationship with the angels and to work with them every day and to allow them to support them. And for me, it was coming from the back of the room into the light. And now I'm sharing my messages with other people and assisting other people. And so for that reason too, Angel Day is important because you're introducing this different relationship with the angels to people who otherwise would not know where to start. You're giving them a starting spot, I guess. You know, a lot of people think Angel Day is where us angel people gather and you know, talk about the angels. But no, more importantly, we're introducing that world to people who want to learn more about it or want to develop a relationship with the angels. And so it's a first step. You're opening so many doors. So I will forever be grateful for that ticket that you gifted me at that expo many years ago and started my journey. Took that first step.
And thank you for reminding me, you know, thank you for reminding me too, some of the reasons why I do the day. I mean, I love the day personally, but you know, creating an event isn't, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and you definitely know that because you helped me. So yes, and that reminds me another reason why I do it. And then when, you know, when Jaden and I are up on stage and we say, this is the first time an Angel Day, and all the hands go up, we go, oh, wow. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So, yes. And the fun part for me is I get to do another one because we're doing Inspirational Angel Day in Saskatoon, October 29th. So any of my listeners, our listeners that are in the Saskatchewan area, please join us. There's still tickets available because, yeah, not only do I do one day, I get to do it 2 weeks later. So it's pretty cool because I've never done it like this where I've got two events back to back. So here we are. We're talking about gratitude. And I know this is, you know, some people say, wow, Cindy, you're kind of getting sappy on us, but I feel it needs to be said to all of the people that have supported and helped me for years in my angel business. You know, people come and go, right? That's just how life and business is. People come and go. But to all the people that have been out there that have touched my life and have volunteered at events and helped support events, you all know who you are if you're listening. And I am sending you huge gratitude for changing my life experience, because sometimes I just wonder if I say thank you enough. I don't know, Deb, do you get what sometimes I know the gratitude's in my heart. I think I'm a grateful person. I think I let people know I'm grateful for all the support and help. But if people ever feel that I haven't told them how grateful I am, I'm saying it now. I know that I can't change anything I've done in the past, but I'm just sending out gratitude to all the people that have supported Cindy Smith, Angel Empowerment World, and all the AEP family. I am in so much gratitude. I am feeling gratitude. Like, we picked the best show topic after a day like yesterday, Deb. Right? Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Deb, I know you've talked to me at different times about gratitude journaling, and I'd love to shift it a little bit, because I can honestly say that I'm not sure that I've specifically set intention to do a gratitude journal before. So I would love to you share your experience with that with our listeners.
Absolutely. So many, many times, and we've all heard it, start your day with writing down three things you're grateful for. And I have many journals I've started, and there's an amazing thing. It's called the 5-minute journal that I was gifted and I tried. And so start your morning with three things you're grateful for. And I've always really struggled with that. It just didn't sit with me. I would write the same things every day. I woke up, the sun is shining, I cuddled my dog. It was just every morning, it was the same thing. And it's like, okay, I have to shift this. So part of my routine in the morning is connecting to the angels, just asking them to help me walk through my day. I clear, I shield, whatever. So I shifted it up. And I asked them to help me step into a state of gratitude. So I'm consciously making that decision that throughout my day, I will stay in a state of gratitude and notice the little things. And it's the little things that really count too, not just the big gestures, the little things that I'm grateful for. And I truly believe, and I'm sure I have heard this from some scientific person, but don't quote me because I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it shifts your brain. Because if you're in a state of gratitude, there's no room for envy. There's no room for jealousy. There's no room for anger. There's no room for the heavier emotions. They still come in. But if you're consciously keep stepping into a state of gratitude, they'll diminish quickly and you will step out of that. And then what I'll do at the end of my day, I will reflect. And then and honestly, I don't always write it down. I do sometimes, but usually it's just, I will pick moments that I'm grateful for that really stood out, the little ones, some big ones. And then I give thanks just to the divine, to whoever, for those special moments in my day. So I find that works really well for me, because now I'm noticing things through my day that, oh, I'll remember that. I will give gratitude tonight for whatever. Somebody smiled at me in the crowd, or someone held the door open for me, or these little things. So that's how I do the gratitude for myself. I know that the journaling in the morning works really well for some people, but I think if you're like me, if it doesn't work, try connecting to your angels and asking them to help you. Just step into a state of gratitude as you go through your day. And I think you'll notice a shift like I do. And it just, those heavy moments pass quicker because I'm always looking at the next thing to be grateful for. If that makes sense. Yeah.
No, I like that. Yeah, that makes me, you know, that makes me think too. I think it's around, you know, how we talked about yesterday, we talked about, you know, energy wise, it's one of the great things for emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health is that when we have positive people around us, right? It's because, so if we're positive, we're attracting positive. So as you say that, it's in that, you know, and like you say, I mean, that's a great point. If you're in that that feeling, that emotion, that sense of gratitude, it's going to overtake any of the negative stuff. It's like when we're in love and gratitude, we're going to get rid of anger and all of that. And so if we're asking our angels to, but just like you do, bring more attention to the times throughout my day when I am experiencing gratitude, then we know how quantum physics works, right? We know that what we're putting out to the universe, we're going to get back. So if you are really, Deb, what you're basically doing is you're sending the vibes out of gratitude, and the universe is sending gratitude back. Mm-hmm. And so that's where you'll have those experiences with other people that allow you to keep dropping into that gratitude. So it's that sense of positivity vibe. I think what you've been guided to do is a great thing for all of us to set intention and awareness around gratitude. That's awesome. Is there a particular archangel that you use with gratitude?
You know, honestly, no. I put it out to the whole team. And I trust that whoever needs to step forward and walk through my day with me that day is. So, yeah.
And I know there's, there's lots have been over, it's not that I've created one, but I know that there's different Oracle decks out there that are like gratitude decks, you know, and like you say, you can find gratitude journals. Like all you have to do is go on Google and punch in gratitude journal, and you're going to get tons of different things come up. Is there, like you said, what was that 5 minute? What was it?
It's called the 5 minute journal. It's a good one. I liked it. I think there's many different versions of it. So just find one that feels, this is what I think is important when you're looking for a journal. One, it has to feel good in your hands. Aesthetically, it needs to be pleasing. For me, I like the coil because I like it to lay flat. I like more of the matte paper than the shiny paper, but you might be more attracted to the shiny paper. I like to have a colored pen, you know, so these are the things that just make it feel good. It's important, and then you'll use it. If it doesn't feel good and your pen doesn't write right, or you're not going to use it. So it doesn't matter even if it's a gratitude journal. It can just be a, you know, I want to call it a scribbler. I don't think they call them that anymore. A notebook.
Right.
You know, a notebook that feels good in your hands, that, and it might be little, so you can carry it around and jot through your day, or it can be bigger. It's just find one that feels good and you'll use it. And the other thing is, you may set the intention, I want to do this every day. Well, that's fine. But if you miss a whole week, it's okay. Just do it when you feel guided to. I think we set up these huge expectations about a gratitude journal, and then we miss a few days, and then it's like, well, whatever, I quit. So just do it when you feel guided. It's like, I keep thinking I'm going to write stories about my life for my grandchildren to read when I'm gone. And I got all worked up on, I have to do it in chronological order. And it's like, I'm just going to write the memories as they come to me, whatever. It's just to get it down. And so the same with your gratitude, just write it out. Get it down. Doesn't matter if it's every day, once a week, once a month, whatever. If that's what you're guided to do. If you just want to remember it and just take note of it every day, that's okay too. It's whatever works for you and you're guided to is right for you. And the angels will help you, and they will give thanks to them. They will send the message. And that's the other thing. You can send them out. If that stranger on the street that smiled or opened the door for you and made you feel really good, ask the angels to send them gratitude. They will feel it somehow. They will get the message from your angel team to their angel team, and they'll just know that they've helped someone's day that day. They'll just feel good.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's like passing it forward, right? It's that whole thing, but asking the angels to do it for us, because at some level they will receive it within their emotional, spiritual, physical, mental being, because we just know what the divine can do to to assist people. That's, thank you, Deb, for bringing that up, because, you know, it's the same with when I'm moving into traffic and I need to get over, and it's, and then somebody slows down and lets me in, and I wave, you know, to let them know I'm in gratitude. I send love and light to them with the angels. I'll say,
perfect.
Give them a little extra. So that's, you know, there's certain things that I do. But, you know, when somebody opens up a door, I smile and say thank you and, you know, stuff like that. But there's times that, yeah, me personally could be sending a little extra love and light with the angels, mm-hmm. more so than what I already do. So, yeah, that's a great. Thank you for bringing that up, Deb, because you've got me thinking now where I can be doing that.
Yeah. And it only takes a moment, not even, you know, just it's very quick. It's just intention, just with intention, and the angels will do it for you. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Because you may never run into that person again, but you want them to know that they made a moment special, or in somehow they made you feel good, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No. Awesome. So attitude and gratitude is our show tonight. We've been talking about the theme of gratitude with the angels. And so please, if any of you are listening and you would like a angel card reading from Deb and myself, please either type into the chat your first name and location, or please call in to 1-800-930-2819, and our producer Lydia will connect you direct so that you can speak with both Deb and myself. And we will continue our theme with attitude and gratitude, and we will be right back.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Well, here we are back. Attitude and gratitude. What a great show topic, especially when it works for, you know, an angel empowerment show, because, you know, instantly when I think of my angel team and all the support that I received from the divine, I'm like, that's gratitude right there. Right, Deb?
Yeah.
It's gratitude. So in my Inspire Change and Healing deck, we do have a gratitude card in that. So I'm going to read the message for everyone, and then we're going to get into pulling some names for our callers. So here we go. It's Archangel Shamuel, the archangel that I've been guided to use for gratitude. And this is her message. My child, take time in your daily activities to acknowledge your gratitude of abundance in areas of your life. Acknowledge your abundance amplifies what you already have and allows it to grow. Honey calcite is the crystal. I help you acknowledge and accept what brings you joy by raising your self-worth, confidence, and courage to overcome obstacles. I help you open to the possibility that as you show gratitude for who you are, you then can positively amplify more of what you have and desire. Action. I ask for assistance from Archangel Shamuel and Honey Calcite to write and acknowledge two statements of gratitude each day. So that's kind of like your journal that you were talking about, Deb.
Yeah.
And the affirmation is, I value my spoken word as my truth and let go of outcomes connected to my honesty. Now, that's interesting, the affirmation I was guided to use on a gratitude card. It's like, I value my spoken word as my truth and let go of outcomes connected to my honesty. Interesting gratitude affirmation, isn't it? When you think about it.
It is, but I really like that one.
You know, it would have been guided. It would have been channeled at the time for you know, because all of this was channeled when I was creating the deck. So it's us honoring, like, just like I said in the top of the show, it's me making sure is honoring the fact that I want to let people know how much I'm in gratitude and let go of the outcome when I tell people I'm in gratitude. Just as you were saying, that pleaser in us. Yeah. So I'm glad I read this because it reminded me of that affirmation that I'd forgotten, because I even remember Jen and I questioning it when we were creating the deck. I mean, this is, but yes. So the affirmation again is, I value my spoken word as my truth and let go of outcomes connected to my honesty. So awesome. So I'm going to pull a card for Cindy, which is a great name, by the way. Cindy and Langley, okay? I know you're listening, and let's see what the angels would like to give you a message. You have the Creating Sacred Space card. So I will read the message on the card, but it's when you just automatically, you know, Cindy, check in with yourself and think, what does sacred space mean? Because a lot of different people have different meanings for sacred space. It, you know, it can mean outdoors, you know, one of the favorite places, like you go to outdoors. It can mean that you have a sacred space that is within your home. A quiet space. I like to think a sacred space is a quiet place. People might think this is funny, but for me, my bathtub can be my sacred space because it's the door is closed and I'm in quiet zone. It's as if your angels are encouraging you. Well, I'm just gonna say what I'm getting, Cindy. They're encouraging you to take more time for self, which is almost like a sacred time. It's like creating space that's just meant for you. So it's like making time for self and being in that, I don't know, it could be taking 10 minutes to stretch or meditate or do yoga or do something that is just for you. I get that it's just slowing yourself down a little bit. I think that you're on a go, go, go and get one task to the next. And so I'm going to give you the message. My child, creating sacred space within your environment allows an easier connection with self and us. Be purposeful in setting space to know as soon as you enter your space, you are calm, relaxed, and peaceful with thoughts and emotions. Connect with us and be present. So I'm just getting this strong message that take a little more time for self, Cindy. And whatever that means to you, because it will really assist with your intuitive and it will really assist with your everyday health. Okay. Hopefully that was, and the affirmation is, I accept sacred space within and around me now. So thank you, Cindy, for reaching out. Thank you for listening. We have Brenda from Alberta. Deb, I'll let you pull a card for Brenda, and then I'll add on.
Okay.
Brenda is a caller, if you would like to actually talk to her.
Oh, we'll put Brenda through.
Okay, give me one second.
And then I'll Michelle and Bobby, we will get to you after the caller.
All right. Brenda from Alberta, you're on the line.
Hi there.
Cindy and Deb.
Brenda. Isn't this cool that you get to tap in and talk to us?
Yeah. I was listening to your show, so I figured I better phone in.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we are in gratitude. Yeah, attitude and gratitude.
Yeah.
So, Deb, go ahead and pull a card for Brendan.
Well, I was shuffling while we were getting you on. So, a card came flying out, so it's absolutely meant for you, and it's the Divine Timing card. It's Archangel Sandalphon. So my child, divine timing combined with patience, and patience is almost flashing at me, that word, equals success in all that you're asking for. Trust that we, the divine, have requests and prayers. Now is the time for serenity and divine trust. In knowing that you will receive all which is in your highest good. And the affirmation is really sticking out to me. It's I trust in divine timing. I'm getting the sense that you have put an ask out there, and I almost get the feeling that they're saying you're feeling impatient because it's not happening as quick as you'd like it to. And they're wanting you to remember there is a reason and there is absolutely divine timing and there's a reason for it. And once you go through it and once it gets there, they're saying you'll have more of an understanding of why it took a little longer than what you wanted, if that makes sense. They're wanting you to really trust. Just trust in the process that's happening now to get you wherever it is that you're wanting to happen in your life, and that it's in the works, but it's almost like there's extra things in play that they have to look after, or other people, they're guiding other people to look after to get you there. Does that make sense?
That's wonderful. Yes, it totally does.
Okay. Cindy, do you
thank you very much.
You know, and it's like I'll just say what I'm getting, Brenda. It's like when at times you do get frustrated with things are taking a little longer than that you'd like to do, just allow them to bring that frustration to awareness. So just ask your angels to bring that frustration to awareness so you can delete it. Okay, because It's almost like they're telling me frustration can actually block you for whatever reason. It's almost like the frustration level can really mess with your energy. Okay. Does that,
okay.
Do you know what they mean by frustration? Or I should say, what does frustration mean to you?
I am impatient, so it causes frustration. And I can see that that is probably a block. That is, I should get rid of the frustration.
Yeah. You know how the angels will, they'll say that fear can create blocks? I think frustration creates more blocks for you.
Yeah. I think so too. Thank you very much.
Well, thank your angel team for delivering the messages for you. And thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Podcast show. And
my pleasure.
Time to call in, because I know you had to wait a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much to both of you.
Okay, bye for now, Brenda.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, so I'm going to pull a card for Michelle.
All right.
So Michelle, it's the Develop Practical Intuition, but the reason this card came up is they're just telling me, because this is the only card in the deck that deals with the guardian angel team. And it's a reminder to remember how strong your team is. It's like, this is just a reminder card I'm getting that it's your guardian angel team would like to be a little more present is in your world, a little more in the assistance is what I'm getting. It's I'm going to just read the message for you and any of the listeners. When it comes to our guardian angel team, my child, pay attention as we assist with guidance every moment in your time. Ask. We are within and around you. We are connected to your divine spark of light. We never leave you, and our purpose is to assist on all levels when asked. We use your senses to guide you on an everyday practical events and experiences. And the affirmation is, I'm intuitive now, and my messages are clear. And it is, they know you trust. So they're just telling you, we tell her that we know she trusts, but remember us. That's what I remember. The guardian team is what I'm getting. So Deb, anything that you want to add to that?
Well, I think that's a great message for everyone, because we work with the angels, we work with the archangels, and we work with the divine teams. But honestly, yes, we have to remember our guardian angels who are with us from the day that we're born until we take our last breath. And I think it's a good reminder for everybody to call on them and to ask to receive the messages and to open up. So I think, Michelle, I feel that that card was for me too, because it's like I've got to open my ears and allow their messages to come through, because they have amazing guidance. Our guardian angels are only there to support us in any way they can. So it's allowing that to happen. So like you, Michelle, I know you know they're there, but it's, being conscious to allow them in. Absolutely.
It's,
I love that.
Yeah, it's a reminder. So I just thought that it was a reminder. And, you know, I'm hearing from your team, Michelle, too, that, you know, they know you're in gratitude. They're letting you know they know your gratitude. So you are one of those people that walk on this earth in gratitude. So you know, it's like a confirmation tool of the gratitude that you are in. So so thank you, Michelle, for asking for a card message this week. So Deb, would you like to pull for Bobby, our wonderful listener every week? We would love to give you a message. Thank you for tuning in to the Angel Empowerment Show.
I feel drawn to use the relationship deck. Now, I know the relationship deck, and I talked about it a lot this weekend or yesterday, in that it's not just about relationships in the romantic type. It's all relationships.
Yes.
So, and this is Cindy's deck. So let's just see what message and why I was drawn to this deck for him today. Oh, okay. I didn't even know this card was in there. It's a no. So, Bobby, Archangel Michael says, trust your intuitive sense and knowing. You are choosing a path of more resistance. Be true to you and make changes within your relationship to create a path of less resistance to be in harmony with self. No is the answer to your question. Interesting. I think what the affirmation is, I am comfortable saying no as I stand in my own personal power now. That to me is the important message. And what they're reminding me is, earlier we talking about gratitude, and I went on this tangent about being a people pleaser. So Bobby, in your life, they really want you to look at, where are you saying yes because you feel that you should, that you feel that you have to make somebody happy? They want you to really look at, is no feeling better? Is no being true to yourself? And that they want you to get more comfortable with saying no when it feels, when it's not feeling right. That being a recovering people pleaser. So think about, when you're saying yes, do I mean a yes, or am I saying yes because I think I should, because it'll make somebody feel better, to my own detriment? So that's what I'm getting more with this no card. It's being more comfortable with saying no when no is the right answer for you. How about you, Cindy?
You know, no, I get that's on point for Bobby, that the way that you said it is, it's the boundaries of yes and no, and making sure when you are saying yes, it's what you really want, and that it's okay to say no. I think, you know, we're talking attitude and gratitude tonight. And for the people pleasers out there that say yes when they really want to say no, that's shifting up attitude, that's shifting up gratitude right there, right? Because then we're no longer grateful. We're blocking gratitude when we say yes when we really mean no. So yes, Bobby, it's just creating those boundaries. The yes and no boundaries. So great card to come up, Deb. And thank you once again, Bobby, for listening every week with us. We really appreciate that. Because it's somebody that I know, Deb, it's a relative of mine. And okay, could you pull a card for Nadine? She's on Vancouver Island. And I know she would like a card pulled, and I'd like you to pull it for her, please.
Okay. All right. Well, a card came. I've got flyers tonight. So what that means is the cards are just flying out, and only one card. So I know it's meant to be Courage for Change. So it's Archangel Ariel. My child, let go of control and accept change in your now. You have no control over future events. Fear of change blocks growth. Allow change to continue with positive intent. So what I'm getting is that you have a tendency, or they're saying that it's time to stop holding back, and it's time to step forward. And so we have a tendency to be in a little circle, and our ego, it talks to us as we're in this little circle and is telling us you're not ready, or it's not time, or, you know, all those, our little inner critics. So now it's the time to step out of that. Let that little voice know, it's okay, I got this. And I'm getting that, I'm feeling these tinglies in my stomach. So like it's uncomfortable to try something new, or to, be seen, be heard. And it's like shedding layers in allowing this to happen for yourself. And it feels scary, but they have your back. And Archangel Michael is another one that seems to want to work with you on this, to shed your layer and he'll place his, to allow you to step out of the comfort zone and experience these new experiences, whatever it is that's coming up that will challenge you a little bit, but that will allow the growth. When we get too comfortable, we stop growing. And so it's doing something a little bit new, baby steps, and allowing that to happen. Is there new stuff happening in Nadine's life?
Well, there is. There's lots of things happening in her life. So it's
But it's not only Ariel, it's Michael that really wants to. I saw like her letting go of her own shield that's holding her back, but Michael placing his, which will allow her this.
Yeah, the courage card was the good card.
Yeah.
Courage. Okay. Because there's lots going on and that the courage that all is going to be good. Okay. So thank you, Deb, for doing that. Mm-hmm. So we will, I guess to wind up the show is really to be thinking about how we can bring the balance of gratitude. So it really comes down to that giving and receiving. And Archangel Gabriel is the archangel that I've asked over the years to really assist with bringing in the balance. Because for all of us, this is anybody that, you know, when you're listening, whether it's with family or at work, your career, or, you know, you love doing what you do, with anything, it's really allowing the balance. Because if we give too much of ourselves energetically, it makes it difficult even then to receive, because we spend so much time giving our energy out to the world. And so just as Deb and I've explained, it's really taken that time to, did I receive that or did I push it back? And I've, you know, we've given many examples around this, around, you know, do you receive a compliment or do you give the compliment right back? Right. Like, you know, Deb, I'm going to do example, do the pushback in a way. I love your smile, Deb. Give me a pushback.
Oh, that caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that one. Oh, thank you. My parents paid a lot for these teeth with braces.
I did catch her off guard. Okay, give me a compliment and I'll tell you what I used to do. Okay?
Okay. I love your outfit today.
Oh, this old thing, you know, but I love that color you're wearing.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so pushback means is I might have taken 1 second to acknowledge that she just gave me a compliment, but then I downplayed it by saying, oh, this old thing, I've had it forever. But really, I like your shirt that you're wearing better than my own. Yeah. So that's what I mean by pushback. And even, oh, this teeth, my parents paid a lot for it. I mean, that's a pushback too.
Because, I know, a weird one, I know.
But really, we need to think about when people give us a compliment, what do we do with it?
Yeah.
You know, so because
I challenge all our listeners tomorrow to take one compliment that they're being given and just say, thank you. Nothing else. Just thank you.
I put that challenge out for the next long while. Really bring to your awareness when you receive something for somebody by just saying thank you, receiving it, and stop yourself from giving back. Because we all know that you give more than you receive. There's very rarely many people that would be listening to an Angel Empowerment show that are more, you know what I'm saying, right?
Got it.
You got it. I might have just stumbled over my words, but people that are, it's just natural for us to give. It just is natural for us to give. It is, and it's a great thing. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Deb, once in a while. But once again, how do people contact you?
Best place is my website, honorwinghealing.com.
Yes. And the next show, next Monday night, is called Holistic Health with two nurses together sharing with you. So we have Sam and Nola. They will be live next Monday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard. And it'll be rock the show with these two nurses that have so much angel empowerment knowledge and medical knowledge. So it'll be a great show to listen to. Once again, thank you everyone for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformational Talk Radio. Bye for now. This is Cindy Smith and Deb Weinberger.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.